Nick Koberstein from the Olds Grizzlies after his rookie season in the AJHL. And Nick, let's go back to the beginning here. Last summer, how did you end up playing for the Olds Grizzlies?
It ended up with a last-minute phone call to spring camp. Pretty quick decision, but I couldn't say no. Made my way down to the spring camp. Ended up playing decent, I guess, and caught the coach's attention in the spring camp there. I really liked coaches when I first met them. They were they showed great enthusiasm and commitment to the team and developing players and just the team as a whole. So I made a decision to stick with the Olds there. So then I ended up coming down for the main camp, and they committed to me right off the start, which was awesome. They gave me a great opportunity.
So that opportunity takes you into your first weekend of regular season games. Take me through game number two of the season, and what do you remember about scoring your first AJHL goal?
Oh, I can remember it clear like it was yesterday. Austin Kernahan with a beautiful setup in the slot, and that was just the most exciting thing I've been a part of.
Was there a moment when you felt like you arrived in the AJHL as the season progressed?
Right from the start, really. As soon as I got in the room with those guys, they just brought me in like we were family. It was a great group of guys to be around.
What was your experience like at the AJHL Showcase weekend in Spruce Grove?
It was pretty nerve-wracking. There was lots of nerves floating through the room, but, you know, you just can't worry about that stuff that's outside the ice surface there. Worry about what you can control. Worry about what you can do as a team. And just focus on winning.
How would you describe the opportunity that you got to play at the CJHL Top Prospects game and what you remember from a busy couple of days out east?
Oh, it was an amazing experience. I was truly grateful that I got that chance. I wouldn't have been able to do it with the team, and with the support and team and the coaches around me. So it was awesome.
You wound up committing to Alaska Fairbanks this season. Why was that the right choice for you as your NCAA destination?
The coaches are fantastic, and it's a great organization up there. It's a really family-tight group of people. So the coaches came down, met with me more than once, which showed great commitment. Just a great school, great hockey club.
For this Olds Grizzlies team to finish the regular season in a bit of a disappointing fashion, but then to have the great success that you guys did in round one, what was that like to be part of the Grizzlies' big upset over Okotoks in round one of the playoffs?
Oh, it was an amazing feeling. Just felt so great to be able to do that. I knew that we had the group of guys to do it, though. A little disappointing, ended up going out in round two, but we did better than most thought, which was awesome. And just to see the excitement in the room and the positive attitude after we won that first round was something else.
Yeah, it sure was. You logged a tremendous amount of ice time in that series along with your D partner, Chaden Lauber, there, and a couple of young guys playing together in that series. Just how much fun was it for you guys to play all those minutes and do as well as you did?
It was awesome. We didn't really expect it to be that much, but, you know, it's awesome to be able to have coach depend on you like that. It's just great, especially with playing with a D partner like Chade in there. Great, great player, especially for how young he is. He's going to be a great player in the future. He's such a leader in the room, on the ice, for being such a young man. Our whole team was very young, but it's just a whole team of just leaders throughout the whole room, from top to bottom of the roster.
You wind up getting a name to the AJHL South Division All-Rookie Team at the end of the season. Is that something that you could have expected?
No, not at all. Me and Chris Gary both were very happy. That was very neat. Good for him, though. He ended up getting Rookie of the Year. He deserves that, definitely. He's a great hockey player.
All season, your name did not appear on the Central Scouting list for the NHL Draft, but you put in the work, and clearly your name kept moving up. How special was it to see that yesterday, that you'd been able to break through and make it onto that list for this upcoming NHL Draft?
It felt really rewarding, and really, it was an honor. I can't really explain it. I'm pretty speechless. It was pretty cool to see your name on that list with the amount of other great hockey players that are on that list. Just feels really rewarding. And then it shows you how that work really does pay off.
If it winds up happening, you'll be the first player in more than 10 years to be drafted while a member of the Grizzlies. What do you think that would mean to this organization and to this current coaching staff?
I think it would be good. I think it would be like that pays off because coaches work so hard. I would love to see that happen because coaches work so hard to develop the players and holds there, and that would make them feel really good and special. That would be huge for them.
Have you imagined what it would be like, you know, this June 27th or 28th to hear your name called in the draft?
I sure have. I've dreamt about it my whole life. That would be something else. I can't imagine. I'm not going to worry about that too much, though. Whatever happens, happens. Just do the best you can do.
Who has helped you the most along the way here during your hockey career, Nick?
My dad, my uncle, both have supported me since I was very young, teaching me very good lessons day in, day out. All my coaches, I've had great coaches. I've had the opportunity. So when an opportunity is given to you, you just got to take it. It's pretty simple.
When you look back on this first season in the AJHL, you've got you know, all of those great memories and accomplishments that we just discussed there. You reflect on all of those. What was your favorite moment of this season?
Jeez. I'd have to say getting through that first round of playoffs. The excitement in that room was something I've never been a part of before, and that was just the coolest thing ever, to have that feeling of winning. After especially going into playoffs like a slump like that, people were unsure, people were questioning us outside of the dressing room. But inside that dressing room, we stuck together as a family, stuck together as a unit, and we fought through adversity, and it was awesome.
And the last one for you, you look ahead, obviously, to being back with the Grizzlies next fall. What will you focus on this summer as you know you try and improve yourself as a blue liner here in the AJHL?
I'll be focusing more on just the little details because they make such a big difference in a fast game. The hockey is just developing so fast, and so many fast players are coming into the game. It's getting faster, faster. Things are getting quicker. So the smaller things make such a big difference, and you just got to focus on doing whatever you can and focus to your strong points.